Why Direct Democracy and Liquid Democracy Continue to Break DAOs. This is years of thinking broken down, but to start, here's the TLDR. Direct democracy has two bugs. One is apathy, voters don't care, and two is ignorance, voters don't know. Secondly, direct democracies naturally drift to become liquid democracies over time. Liquid democracy has four main bugs. The first bug is the ignorance problem. Proxies just don't know what they're voting for all the time. The second problem is the bandwidth problem. There's just too many voices to represent. The third bug is the apathy problem. Voters set and forget their proxy votes. The fourth problem that liquid democracies go through are the corruption slash purge phases that they go through. Who am I? I've been studying slash thinking about governance for about 10 years and watched dysfunctional DAO after DAO execute poorly, gridlock, and collapse for the last 5 years. All right, so let's get started. First up, we're going to be talking about direct democracy and its issues. So at first glance, direct democracy's everyone voting on everything sounds actually pretty great, but it's actually not. Let's start with apathy. Apathy is a state of lack of interest or concern. Basically, you just aren't really concerned with anything going on. It could be, you know, fire, and you're like, meh, whatever, this is fine. So apathetic voters are eligible to vote, yet they lack the interest or concern to vote. Direct democracies usually start good with a group of highly engaged voters who really care about what's going on, and they're all excited, and they're like, woo! However, over time, the honeymoon period wanes and people get voter fatigue. They just get tired and life kind of catches up to them. In order for direct democracy to actually work, it requires all of its voters to be highly engaged and expend energy to keep that system operating. So that's why we continue to get voter apathy again and again, because we're just failing to see that we're asking too much of voters. Why would I repeatedly spend hours of my time reading proposals where my vote only might count for 0.04% of the total voting power? Most wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I mean, you might start getting excited about that, but then eventually you're going to be like, yeah, I got to do other stuff with my time. Let me give you some numbers. Today, we have multi-billion dollar direct democracy DAOs with under 5% voter turnout. That's less voter turnout than traditional nation states or corporations. Let that sink in for a second. Low voter turnout in a direct democracy is not healthy because bad actors can more easily form cartels that have an outsized influence on proposals, which can lead to poor quality proposals or just cash grabs getting passed. That's not good for the DAO. Reason number two is there's a higher risk of DAOs gridlocking and then dying. So what that means is if they can't hit the quorum to pass proposals, then they won't be able to make decisions or actually do anything. And when that happens, then there's nothing that the DAO can do and it just basically dies. All right, what about paying for voter engagement then? So the short answer is no, but why doesn't it work? Because value paid to voters minus the cost of engagement needs to be a large enough positive number that the majority of members decide it's worth their time to engage regularly. So it has to be a high enough number that's actually going to attract them to continue to vote and continue to engage, not just once, but every day, forever. The amount of payment needed to sustain voter engagement long-term is likely too high for the DAO to sustain, like paying every voter a part-time wage, in order to carefully read, research, and review each and every proposal. It's just a lot of work, and you need a lot of compensation for that to be worth your time long-term. Short-term, sure, you can get people interested for a couple weeks or a month or two, but eventually life is going to just catch up with them, and then that payment has to be high enough to keep them interested. Additionally, when you pay for voter engagement, this opens up a negative incentive towards voting quickly without research to farm voter engagement rewards. Farming further dilutes the voters who carefully research their votes, which is suboptimal. Basically, if I'm getting paid to vote, then I don't necessarily have to spend my time actually thinking about my votes. I could just pick them at random if I wanted to and still get paid. So what this means is a lot of people will be voting for things that actually aren't things they thought about or cared about, and this is going to drown out the people who actually do think carefully about what they do. So you actually get less of what you want when you pay for voter engagement. Paying for voter engagement is not a viable solution for apathy. To sum up the apathy problem in direct democracy, at first, people are excited and vote a lot. Yay! People get tired. People stop voting. Less voters opens up the door for bad things to happen. And then bad things do happen. Or even more simply, apathy in direct democracy equals death. Next, let's look at the ignorance problem in direct democracy. When everyone is voting on everything directly, you run into a problem of people voting on things that they may know little or even nothing about. If you're an expert in the field that concerns a proposal, you'll be outvoted by the majority of voters who are not experts in that field. To illustrate the point, let's tell a story. Let's say someone submitted a snazzy dev proposal for a direct democracy DAO, which sounds very convincing and has the majority of voters excited. However, a specialized dev notices some subtle red flags in the proposal that most people don't catch. The expert dev knows that this is a cash grab. The dev tries to warn, but since it's highly specialized, very few understand, and the less specialized majority voters pass the proposal and the DAO gets bamboozled. Simple versus complex in direct democracy. Ignorance in direct democracy isn't a problem when the voting issues are simple. We're shipwrecked. Should we build a hut? Well, yeah. However, once you add complexity to decisions, what's the best way to build a hut while using the least materials possible? Then ignorance kicks in. Because not everyone is going to be necessarily an expert on that, so a lot of people are going to go, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. When you ask a direct democracy to vote on complex topics like, here are three proposals for building a nuclear power plant. Please vote for the best one. So how many nuclear engineers are you going to have in this direct democracy? Probably not that many. Direct democracies are nearly guaranteed to have the majority of voters voting on issues they lack the knowledge to vote effectively on. In direct democracy, complexity of questions leads to poor decisions being made due to ignorance. But lack of complex decisions being made skillfully also leads to poor performance. So either way you slice it, if everyone votes on everything directly, you'll always get suboptimal performance. To sum up the ignorance problem in direct democracies, when everyone votes on everything and everyone can't know everything, then the majority of voters will vote on things that they don't know and make poor decisions. Just like if you repeatedly made poor decisions in your life, repeated poor decisions for the DAO lead to bad outcomes for the DAO. Now that we've explored the bugs of direct democracy, let's just take a look again. So our first bug is apathy, and it equals cartels, hacks, gridlock, death. The second bug is ignorance, fraud, bamboozlement, and guaranteed suboptimal performance. Is this as bad as it sounds? How many high-functioning direct democracy DAOs have you seen actually work? There's your answer. This leads us to my next argument. Direct democracy plus entropy equals liquid democracy. A direct democracy will naturally drift to become a liquid democracy over time. As voters in direct democracy get tired, they naturally ask, what if we let voters proxy their vote to someone who's both smart and will spend the time and effort required to engage with all the proposals, aka convert from direct democracy to liquid democracy? At first, this seems to be a positive step forward. All those tired voters can proxy their vote to someone they trust to do the work. And if the proxy they delegate to does a bad job, voters will simply change their proxy to someone else. Since a proxy can have a lot more voting power, that proxy will feel like the time they spend reviewing a proposal is more worth their time. Thus, proxy voter participation increases, which can solve the apathy problem. Because of these positives on the surface, this will cause dysfunctional direct democracies to adopt liquid democracy in an effort to make the DAO less dysfunctional. Problem is, liquid democracies have just as many, if not more, problems than direct democracies. Here are the problems of liquid democracy now. Firstly, the ignorance problem is not solved in liquid democracies. Just because a proxy has been delegated votes does not mean that they will be an expert on all the proposals they review. Even if you could fix the ignorance problem with a team of experts supporting the proxy, liquid democracies still have a new problem added into the mix that direct democracies do not have. The bandwidth problem equals too many voices for one person to accurately represent. The bandwidth problem is simple. The more voters delegating to a proxy, the more competing voices for that proxy there will be. Lots of competing voices for a single proxy causes confusion for the proxy on what exactly they should be doing. The result is that some voter signal, if not all of it, is ignored. There's a trade-off between ultra-powerful proxies, which may have enough resources to hire experts so that they can make informed decisions, but they're so overwhelmed by the bandwidth problem that they cannot represent all voices. So they usually end up doing what's best for themselves. Or on the other side, you have a large number of proxies who can more accurately, but not perfectly, represent the voice of their voters. But they're less resource-backed or expertly informed, causing them to make suboptimal choices similar to a direct democracy. So on one side, you have fewer, more powerful proxies. And on the other side, you have many weak proxies. Next, you still have liquid democracy voters who need to decide which proxy to delegate to. And so that means that the apathy problem still exists because voters will get tired of spending time choosing and monitoring the right proxies. Then second, the ignorance problem still exists because voters don't have the knowledge of who they should delegate to. This means the problems the DAO is trying to escape from in the direct democracy still exist in a second nested layer state inside the liquid democracy system. And that can cause bad outcomes. Now we get to the ultimate fatal error for liquid democracies and representative democracies. Representation plus entropy equals corruption. When you have representation and it goes long enough, you're going to get corruption. Corruption problem. The proxies slash representatives have a misaligned incentive to choose actions that keep themselves in power at the cost of the people they represent. Corruption comes in the forms of, firstly, bribing for proposals to be passed. Secondly, pressure from other proxies to support their proposals. And finally, doing anything necessary for a proxy to stay in power. Because we live in a constantly changing world, a proxy is either gaining or losing power all the time. And thus, not actively seeking to expand power will likely lead to a loss of power. The need proxies have to keep power feeds the corruption, as it grows and festers like a cancer in its liquid democracy DAO host. And as power becomes more centralized in the hands of fewer proxies, corruption and its adverse side effects systematically rise. Naturally, as corruption becomes worse, proxies' choices are made more for the reason to stay in power rather than to benefit the members or the mission of the liquid democracy DAO. Corruption can be extremely damaging to the liquid democracy DAO in financial, legal, and reputational terms. The dysfunction brought on by corruption lowers the morale of the liquid democracy DAO. And as stated before, there's no guarantee voters can keep up to date with if proxies are even acting honestly. All of this corruption and dysfunction causes other members who are paying attention to leave out of frustration, anger, or just disillusionment. Eventually, one of two things happens. The liquid democracy DAO becomes so corrupt that it no longer functions and kills itself. Or it goes through a purge cycle where the voters who care about the liquid democracy DAO change their proxy en masse to a populist proxy type promising a return to honesty. Another way to look at the outcomes for the DAO are kind of like cancer in a person. Either the person dies from the cancer, or the person removes the cancer from the body and lives. Except in this case, the cancer will always return because the liquid democracy system naturally creates the cancer. In other words, if the liquid democracy DAO is lucky enough to survive the extreme damage caused by corruption, then it'll be doomed to repeat the cycle again when the new proxies eventually become corrupted by the same system which corrupted the previous power group. To sum up the bugs in liquid democracy, firstly, it doesn't solve the ignorance problem, lack of knowledge to vote. Secondly, bandwidth problem, too many voices for one person to represent. Thirdly, doesn't solve voter delegation apathy. Voters may not pay attention or respond to proxy misbehavior. And finally, the corruption problem. Power corrupts, which causes highly destructive corruption purge cycles. During the corruption cycles, the DAOs can experience a lot of damage, which threaten its very existence. Conclusion. My main argument in this post is that our DAOs are failing because both liquid democracy and direct democracy are fundamentally broken to their core and will always lead to suboptimal outcomes. Since 2018, I've watched so many dysfunctional DAOs. We need to recognize the insanity of spinning up the same old dysfunctional direct democracy or liquid democracy DAO over and over only to get the same result. What's the solution? Well, what have humans always done when they had problems? We innovated. That's what we need to do here. We need to innovate. What are the stakes if we don't innovate? Then the dysfunction continues and humanity pays the price. The price of not acting to make better governance models could actually be more than we realize.
In the worst case, it might not be hyperbole to say that dysfunctional governance is an existential threat to our species. While in the best case, trillions upon trillions of future value is either created or destroyed if we do or do not build better governance systems. Why? Because better governance equals better choices made. Better choices lead to better outcomes for everyone. Here's what better governance could lead to. Better decisions being made more often, better usage of human talent, better capital allocation, better technology R&D, better living conditions, and a better humanity. So, what can we do? Firstly, we need to treat our governance like any other technology and believe that it can actually be improved. Secondly, we can create discussions around governance and talk about governance with other people. Thirdly, we can help others who are working on governance innovations. Fourthly, if you're more of a builder, run governance experiments. Fifthly, think all we can on better governance innovations and experiments that we can run to make things better. Lastly, share this post to help spread a governance wildfire. While this post has been focused on the problems of existing systems, I'd like to leave you with something that excites and fills me with hope for the future. Introducing a new system called Outcome Democracy. I'm building a new governance primitive, which I coined Outcome Democracy, back in 2018, and we've got a small team working on it at an org called MotherDAO. Outcome Democracy operates like a direct democracy in the sense that everyone gets to vote. However, it's nothing like you're probably imagining. Counterintuitively, you don't vote on what or how something should be done. Instead, you vote on the destination or the outcome you'd like to reach. Outcome Democracy targets improvements for apathy, bandwidth, corruption, and ignorance problems. I'm excited to explain Outcome Democracy to you in the next post. If you'd like to get involved or follow along, there's links in the description. This has been Andrew Fermanzik. Thank you for listening.